About half of Americans say they don't know how they and their families will be affected by the Affordable Care Act. That's according to a Kaiser Health tracking poll done last month. Here in Austin, KUT's Veronica Zaragovia set out to find answers to some of the key questions about the changes ahead in the next few months.
So what exactly do Texans need to know about the health insurance marketplace that launches next month? Bea Moorhead will be our guide for the next few minutes. She directs the Texas Interfaith Center for Public Policy.
If I were uninsured and I were hearing all the news about the new health insurance that's going to be available October 1st, I think I'd have some specific questions. My first one would be, well, where can I get it? And it's easily available at healthcare.gov.
Got it. Next one.
What is the marketplace anyway?
For help with that one, I turn to Stacey Pogue. She follows health policy for the Center for Public Policy Priorities.
So the marketplace is a new way to shop for health insurance starting October 1st. People can go online and compare health plans from a variety of different private health insurance companies. The information will be understandable and clear.
Okay, the next one is a big one. Bea Moorhead.
The most common question about the new health insurance marketplace, even before they find out how to sign up for it, what they really want to know is, yeah, but am I going to be able to afford it?
Blake Hudson is with Consumers Union. He's an expert on health reform campaigns and insurance rate reviews.
Insurance plans on the new marketplace will be laid out in basic tiers, bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. This simply means that you may pay a little more for a platinum plan, but in the event that you get sick, you might not have as big of out-of-pocket costs like copays and deductibles.
Do you visit doctors frequently or just for a basic checkup?
If you feel like you don't go to the doctor very often or you have a really low risk of injury or illness, then you may want to purchase a plan that's cheaper each month, like a bronze plan.
Depending on how many people are in your family and your household's projected 2014 income, you could qualify for an automatic tax subsidy. Here's Stacey Pogue with the Center for Public Policy Priorities again.
Individuals who make from about $11,000 a year to about $46,000 a year, or if it's a family of four making about $23,000 a year to about $94,000 a year. So there's an income range of people who can get help with their insurance in the marketplace.
No one knows exactly how much the plans on the Texas marketplace will cost just yet. Because the state declined to set it up, the federal government is running the marketplace. The rates the feds have negotiated with insurance companies haven't been released yet. Okay, last one.
For some people, the primary question won't be affordability. It'll be what exactly is covered.
We turn one more time to Stacey Pogue.
Every single plan is going to have what we call essential health benefits. It's the core set of services that includes everything we just talked about, hospitalization, mental health, pediatric, vision and dental, emergency room, maternity. So you know that anything you buy in the marketplace doesn't have some sort of fine print that, you know, excludes emergencies altogether. It's covered.
The October 1st opening of the marketplace only means people can get insurance there. They don't have to. But come January, most people will need to have some kind of health insurance coverage or pay a penalty. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.